All right, so I was at a comedy club.
I was almost not going to say it
because it's absurd. All right, at a comedy club.
Yeah, this weekend.
This weekend.
Okay.
After hours, we're drinking. There's two male employees that dance to this song all the time. Late night, they get fucked up and dance. Okay. It's funny. They're dancing. This new girl, brand new hire, she gets in and starts twerking with like her hands on the bar. She's twerking. And I was like, who the fuck is that? And they're like, oh, we just hired her. And I was standing right next to her. And I was like, ah, you've been here a week and you're already twerking, huh? Just that.
Fair.
I was making fun of the fact that she was twerking after a fucking week of working at a place.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. With just her coworkers there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
She's fucking twerking.
It's insane.
And I was like, I had no problem with it. I was just like, huh? Twerking, huh? After a week?
Yeah.
It's bold.
Yeah, it is.
So she stopped and started, went over to the other side of the bar and just sat there and like was pretty loudly complaining about me, about how sexist I was.
That you noted she was twerking?
That she was like, you don't have a problem with any of the men dancing. You have a problem with me because I'm a woman. And I was like, what?
Well, if the men were like waggling their fucking penises through their boxers.
Maybe even if they were.
Even if they were twerking, you'd
they
be
bloody
like,
well deserve it.
So she
earned it. They've worked
she here. Tried to pull harassment because she was
she
shaking her
hit
ass
me with a fucking harassment, sexist harassment.
White chick?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That is
what the fuck. Yeah, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
You think a black person would claim sexism?
No, especially if they were twerking. Like you're here a week and you're twerking, it would just be like laugh.
It'd be like fuck yeah.
Yeah, hilarious.
Which is basically the attitude I said it with.
Yeah.
It was like, damn, a week in already twerking.
I can envision exactly how you said
that
it.
That was all I said in a completely friendly manner. Like, I mean, I was fucking with her, obviously, because that is a
you're
fucking,
ribbing her. You're ribbing her.
So then she
and
goes
she's
over,
shaking her. I mean, that's like one dance where it's like if they were just like Macarena, 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 like, hey, what are you doing? But it's like Macarena, Macarena, just like bent down, eagle, like legs spread, shaking an ass. That was her ass.
I didn't look.
Okay.
I was on the other side of it.
Oh, really?
It was at the part of the bar that juts out. I was at the part of the bar that goes in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What was she wearing? Like jeans?
She was working, so she was
black pants, tight black pants. Oh, wow.
Take it easy with this. Don't fucking sexualize somebody who's accusing me of sexism.
True.
But
I just need to know for the painting the pictures.
But then I thought it was done. I was just go about my night. And then I hear her complaining to one of the bouncers, one of the door guys, about what had happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you talking about me? Because she was like, you have no idea how hard it is as an experience, like for a woman to like work and like all this shit about that.
Dude, you didn't go up and grab
and
her
like,
ass.
Wait. And she was like, no, you wait. Let me finish. And kept talking. I was like, all right, let me know when you're finished. And then she was like, well, if that's your attitude, I'm not even going to fucking dance. And she left. She stormed out.
What the fuck?
And I was like,
that's a crazy person, dude.
That was a crazy. Maybe she was fucked up, but I. And then I told
you can't be drunk.
I was
at your
talking
place
to the fucking managers, and I was like, "Yo, watch that one.
Yeah,
that's a fucking landmine for some. You're gonna lose one employee off of her.
Of course, dude.
So just get ready for that.
I mean, that's she's a fucking that's a landmine,
it's a time
dude.
Bomb, dude.
It's a landmine.
I mentioned you're twerking on your first week. And she was like, sexual harassment. I was like, what?
Dude,
what?
My one friend at work right now was saying that, like, there's guys and girls all being trained, and the girls have been going around and grabbing the guys' dicks.
What?
Just sneaking up on guys, and they're, like, joking to, like, seeing, like, what, you know, how big certain guys' dicks are.
What?
Yeah. They've been going around doing that. And I was telling them, I'm like, dude, as soon as some guy who got his dick grabbed, he's going to go grab a girl's ass, it's fucking
game over.
Over, dude.
See you later.
Yeah, they're just going around grabbing guys' dicks and like being like, who has the biggest dick?
Well, that's awesome.
I mean, it's hilarious.
I mean, unless you have a tiny dick.
It's hilarious. Even if you have, at least you get your bird grabbed. It's like, fuck
cool.
It, dude. What are they going to do? But it's like,
where
dude,
the fuck is this? What place of work is this?
I can't say.
Seems odd.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
It's bloody ridiculous.
It's a weird training situation where they're all there every day and everything, and it's like, it's really fucking, it's really bizarre. They're going around as fucking grabbing birds.
Well, anyway, how crazy is that?
I mean, but then you hear all the shit where it's like, and again, I'm sure like the dudes like Matt Lauer were just doing it, but like you never hear the full story about this shit. You got people going around doing this shit.
I'm sure Matt Lauer was doing it. Yeah.
I know, but I'm saying you have girls going around grabbing birds like that all willy-nilly, and it's like, you can't be grabbing guys' dicks. Not because it's wrong, but because some guy's going to turn around and grab your tits.
the bouncer she was complaining to sided with her and was like comforting her.
Of course, dude.
And I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Because when she stormed out, it was just me and him standing there.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he was like, I don't know. She has a point. You don't know her experience. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? It was crazy. It was crazy. He's cool, though. I mean, I like that guy. I saw what the fuck he was doing.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you're chatting with
him. I mean, that's literally
that's the a good new... move. That's a move. That's a way to get...
That's how you do it, man. I mean, this is another
thing. Somebody offended
though.
You? Oh, man. Tell me about it.
Dude, so here's my thing now to where it's like you get all these male feminist dudes, and it's like when I think about 10 years ago when you're at the bar and everyone was just like, you like jump on chicks, grabbing asses. Dude. It was an absolute... It was sexual...
Dog pile.
By today's standards, this was sexual assault.
Classic sexual
assault. Ran up on girls, grabbed their ass, all that stuff. And you're saying in 10 years' time, dudes have evolved to the point where now they're male feminists? It's like, that's too quick for evolution, dude. You're faking
I'm
it.
A male feminist, dude.
There's no way these guys are at, like...
I bloody well am.
10 years ago, if people were grabbing asses and just, like, full-on making out with strangers, and be like, well, hopefully this is okay.
They're grabbing our asses. It's AIDS genocide.
There's no way. There's no way men on a whole evolved into being like, I'm sorry, what was that? Oh, no, he shouldn't. Him, you twerking? That's totally fine. Why would he even mention that? They're obviously, and I was like,
the host,
they're obviously just trying to fuck you.
The host this weekend opened with Aziz jokes, and he was like, that was sexual assault. He was like, everybody just doesn't want to say it because then they'd be guilty of sexual assault themselves.
Really?
I mean, I think he was just saying that for a joke.
Yeah.
Because he seemed pretty chill, dude. But he was also a male feminist. He kept saying he was a male feminist.
I'm telling you, man. That's the fucking new button-down jail spike.
He's a good bull. I don't want to shit on him. He was a good bull, but he was also a male feminist.
Anyone who says they're a male... he say he was a male feminist?
Mad sus, dude. That's sus behavior.
Someone says that, bro. They're not on my stage. Squad. Ugh, dude.
Then I followed him with, I was like, hi, I'm the opposite. Sup, dogs. I hate bitches. Free as ease.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm telling you, that's just the new button-down shirt gelled spike. To be like, I'm a male feminist. It's like, yeah, I used to wear a fucking button-down striped shirt, bro. Like,
yeah.
I know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah, I see what you're doing.
Trying to get some pussy, bro. Let's call it what it is.
Oh, man.
Because you can just be nice. If you were not trying to get pussy, you wouldn't call yourself a male feminist. You would just be like, what does Aziz Ansari do? Well, here's how I feel. But you're like, well, I'm actually a male feminist.
That shit happens a lot to me, though. Incidents like that. The lady...
What?
I get in incidents a lot.
You get
I'm like a fucking drunk Larry David. I just go around, I'm like, huh, it's interesting that you're doing that right now. People are like, dude, who the fuck are you? Fuck you. I'm like, I'm just saying. And then they freak out. I'm like, what the fuck is that person's problem?
That's so funny.
I just walk around and cause problems.
I mean, that's fucking crazy, though. You're up there, you're shaking your ass. That's, dude, and no one, that's provocative. You're a provocateur, dude. If you're fucking shaking your ass, and at least you don't think someone's going to be like, damn, man, you're new here? That's all you're saying. This is your first week here, and you're twerking? Which wasn't even you being like, yeah, bitch, shake your ass. It's like,
no, it was like, that's funny that you're doing that.
Anyone with a sense of humor would have been like, yeah, I don't give a fuck.
If it was a guy that was doing it on his first week, I would have been a lot more harsh.
Yeah.
If it was somebody who just started there that was doing that fucking dance...
Yeah,
I'd be like, dude.
Well, you'd have to be at Helium for that, but yeah.
You better fucking chill out. What?
You'd have to be at Helium for that.
What do you mean?
Their staff probably, their male staff probably twerks pretty hard, dude.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that was a little wacky.
It's crazy.
Figured
dude.
You would. I wasn't going to mention it. I forgot about it.
That's absolutely.
And she stormed out. And they were like, everyone was like, "What the fuck's your problem, man?" I was like, "I didn't do anything wrong." I didn't do anything,
dude. I mean, it's like, I'm trying to think of a thing you did wrong, and I just can't. Like, that's crazy, man. I'm telling you.
I might have kept going after she left, though. I probably was a little harsh on her when she left.
Grabbed her arm and you're like, hey, I'm talking to you.
I said, get back here, you dumb bitch. No.
Hey, I'm talking to you.
I was talking to people that work there, and I was like, watch out, dude. She's going to get somebody.
But everyone's so freaked out, they're probably like, I don't want to comment on this.
Yeah, they were all like, well, you were pretty harsh on her. I was like, I wasn't fucking harsh on her. I wasn't mean. Like, when she started talking to me, and I was like, hold on. And she was like, no, you hold on. You let me finish. And I was like, all right, tell me when you're finished, and tell me when I can talk. And she's like, fuck you, I'm leaving. I was like, dude, who the fuck is this chick?
That's so funny.
What a fucking psycho.
Ugh. There's nothing worse than arguing with a girl who's not your girlfriend.
Yeah, you're
that
exactly
sounds
right.
like a girlfriend argument.
You're
like,
exactly right.
You let me talk. It's like, all right, go ahead and talk. You know what? No, I'm not going to talk. It's like, yeah. all right, man, well, fuck this. I'm going to bed.
There is nothing worse than arguing with a chick that is not your girlfriend.
I mean, you had an
like
obvious
a male
thing.
Argument, you can at least threaten violence.
Yeah.
Bloody well is that threat.
Oh, yeah.
There is the threat of physicality.
There's nothing with a woman.
When it's just you and a lady, it's just like...
Well, you're just like, please don't cost me my job
I know.
With your dumb bullshit,
please. Don't accuse me of sexism in front of all these people, please.
Yeah.
She's like, you're fucking sexist.
I mean, dude.
She's like, he didn't say it to the male workers. It's like, because I know them, they've worked here for so long. They do this all the time, and none of them were fucking twerking.
And
it was a fucking joke.
And it's your first week. And, dude, there's something way more, whatever you want to call it, provocative about a woman shaking her ass. It's noteworthy. If I was like, yo, I was in 7-Eleven, this girl started shaking her ass. That would stick out as a story.
Well,
in
that's
my head.
Not part of my argument.
If some guy.
I that clear.
That's fine. But if some guy was if I saw some guy dancing, I'm just like, okay, sweet.
Yeah,
that guy who dances on Spring Garden. There's a guy who dances on like 3rd and Spring Garden. No problem. If he had a fucking. Set of tits on him bouncing around. I'm like, yo, there's this fucking dude on Spring Garden. There's fucking tits bouncing around, dude. It's crazy. You guys see it.
But yeah,
I don't know. That's
a tradition at that comedy club to work there and not like me at first. It's good.
You'll get her back.
She'll join the. She joins the legions.
You should next time. Just you ever think about just maybe dancing with her next time?
I should grind on her next time. Just be like, hey, sorry how I handled this last time. I told you that twerking your first week on the job may have been inappropriate in a joking fashion.
You
sorry,
said you
that.
Felt threatened, dude.
How crazy is that, though? Like, if I was fucking up my first week on the job and someone was like, hey, you're getting a little nutty your first week,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah.
I would never, ever be like, well, fuck you. I'd be like, oh, shit, maybe that guy's kind of right.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, of course you would.
But that's male logic, isn't it?
Yeah, well, my thing
bloody
is like...
male is. It's not male logic.
I get how she's like, well, you didn't say anything to those guys, but it's like... To try to deny that there's like a... To be like, well, you're sexualizing me. It's like...
She wasn't saying that I was sexualizing her. It wasn't sexual harassment. It was sexism that I criticized her for dancing and not the men.
What kind of twerk are we talking about? Like
it wasn't
bent over on a table
crazy
or like,
shit. It was both her hands on the bar, feet spread, twerking.
Dude, that's crazy.
It was not that crazy. At the time, like, people were a little
fucked
up. Yeah,
people were having fun
late.
And dancing and shit.
People were having fun and dancing to music, but it was still like...
It was a bold move.
It was enough for me to be like, that's pretty bold your first week.
Yeah.
That's a crazy move. You're twerking after 1 week.
Yeah, dude, that's totally...
And then to stop and fucking throw a hissy fit after that...
She was drunk?
Despicable, I would imagine.
Yeah, man. She probably felt like a fucking idiot. She probably did that and was like, oh my God, what am I doing? You said that. And she was like, perfect.
Maybe she was sober. I don't know.
I hope not.
Whatever. She's probably nice.
If your sober brain move is to fucking twerk out, dude. It's like good.
A little
it.
Sober twerk and then a fucking sexism
a spaz.
Accusation.
Twerk, then spaz.
Twerk, spaz on me, confide on a bouncer, spaz on me, storm out. That's a good night. that's a fucking white girl night.
Go
dude.
Home and fucking tap it off with a or top it off with a nice long all cap status.
Yep.
Where you get a bunch
like,
of like weird,
man,
get a bunch of
assholes.
Yeah, a bunch of guys with like
get
cool
more of those
hairstyles
to comment.
Exactly,
and just
guys.
Be like, oh man, fuck
who
that.
Is this? Fuck that! Why can't people just appreciate your art for what it is? Like, dude, just get it over with.
That's an hour.
That. Yeah, man, right at 57.
I can feel.